Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy people, and pretty sexy too. Hi, it's Sunday and we're together and I love it. Gorgeous day out here in LA. And yeah, lots to share with you today. Lots and lots and lots. First of all, I keep getting these emails, guys. The reduced privates are still in play. We extended them. We're trying to help you get through this time if you need help in any way we can. So those are still good. You can sign up at imdwallace.com. I've got some just really exciting programs in the works. We're rolling out again the gratitude of self-love. I've added stuff to it, free downloads, a couple of webinars that we're going to do with it. This is one of the most amazing programs the channel has ever given me to create. We rolled it out one time before. Those of you that have done it know that you can't ever do it enough. So we're going to run that, and it will, I believe it starts the 1st of June, but it's posted on the front page of the website right now. It includes an hour live webinar to kick it all off, a personal email from me giving you the greatest issue you need to bring into alignment around self-love, 21 days of guided opportunities for you to experience self-love. Really easy, really fun, guys. You get those via email, and then we end with a two-hour webinar to come together and just discuss all our great experiences of self-love that we had during this time. It's a great way to encourage and really support each other during all this. And then there's a free download of The Urgency of Self-Love also. So that's all on the homepage. I did a private with Lynn this week, and she has gracefully agreed to come on and talk about it because it was such a huge breakthrough for all of us. Hold on, Lynn, are you there?
Hi, yes, good morning.
Well, first of all, I found the bloody page.
Well, yes, and I know, that's good.
I couldn't find it because I had so carefully taped it up to the wall so I wouldn't lose it. So I turned around this morning when I sat down. I went, oh, yeah, there it is.
Good.
Basically, I just want to set this up for everybody. We worked on a lot of things, but the core of what we wanted to go back to was the depression, right? We started out dealing with the weight and the men and all that stuff, but the core of everything was what started the depression in the first place. And this all went back to your mom, and I just want you to explain quickly what your relationship was with your mom when you were little.
You mean even before the age that we got to?
Well, no, but the primary relationship.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Of your mom throughout your whole life, but especially when you were younger, has been.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, it culminated within me because I was anorexic at 12 and I was put on my first antidepressants when I was 12. And it didn't involve the family. It was really all about me. And so I kind of held and had this depression and had this thing kind of for the family in a way. And we narrowed it down into what was going on with me between 11 and a half and 12 with my mom. And so I couldn't think of anything specific, but I kept getting this feeling around that my mom was having some sort of affair, or there was something going on that I was very afraid, I guess, that I was going to be left or abandoned, or I wasn't going to be able to take care of myself. It was just like life or death kind of thing.
Okay. Which, as we know, guys, any kind of weight issues are about protection in some way. It may be caused now, the doctors might tell you, genetically or chemically or glandularly, but the basis of why those things go south and your body tries to get your attention about it is protection. And when we don't feel safe and we don't feel like we're being taken care of, right, then we're mm-hmm. going to go into protection mode. But the some of the words that really stood out to me in the private is you said these great words. I felt like I always had to make myself smaller. So
yeah. When she didn't want a second child, and then my dad wanted her to have a second child, and so when she had me, she was so much postpartum depression that she couldn't even hold me. Like, she couldn't even, like, be with me. So she would put me in, like, a little bassinet and prop a bottle in my mouth overnight and put me in the living room with, like, a nightlight. Like, that was my first month of being here.
Yeah,
and then
so there's no bonding. There's no bonding
right.
there
and,
at all.
And then my grandmother moved in and took care of me from, like, a month on. And so there was, at nighttime, when I would, like, binge on food, it would always be at night. And I think there was always this terror or fear or something going on with that. And I think that was always there. And then the depression just kind of was my diagnosis and, you know, and it has been for my whole life, really.
Yeah. And we talked about reactive associative disorder. I've actually done a movie about it. They call it RAD. And there's something up about it, guys, that I'm not prepared to go into today, but I'm going to research it this week, because now it has been brought to my attention through movies, through Lynn, through a couple of other things, a TV show, and that's how the universe talks to you. So I know I'm supposed to, but what RAD is when a baby is taken away from their mother, or for some reason the mother can't bond with them right at the beginning, then they either disassociate to some degree being able to bond with other people, especially women, or they can't bond with themselves. So what the big point of breakthrough for me on your private, Lynn, was the statement that you have been running away from yourself to try to get to yourself.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. And I've had adrenal issues, and I'm on adrenals now trying to build them up. And to me, it was like that was perfect in so many places, especially since, you know, when you're going and going and going and going physically, you can, like, you know, of course, because it happened to you with Cujo, your adrenals get just knocked out. And so, yeah, running away from myself to try to get to myself, as soon as we got to that, it was like, oh, clarity. Like, it was a great feeling through my whole body.
And it was a huge aha for me as a healer, because I want everybody to hear this. That's literally what we're all doing. We are taking on our mother's stuff, our dad's stuff, our grandparents' stuff, whomever, the religious stuff. We're taking that on. It wasn't ours. It isn't ours. But we kind of have taken it on because we're not consciously aware. That's the part of us that we keep running away from, trying to get free of, so that we can get back to us, our authentic self, which knows I'm always and always have been and always will be whole, complete, and perfect. I'm God. All possibilities are open to me. I don't have to run from myself. I run to my authenticity.
Mm.
So that's where I want us all to claim right now. I am my authentic self. Okay? And to simply get up every day and create who you are. Now, I want to know, have you been sticking to the regimen we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
Eating wine?
Yes.
And?
Yes. And it's, I mean, I got to say, I woke up the next, we had like a 5:30 or 5 o'clock session. And then, you know, I went to sleep that night and I woke up the next morning, literally like a smile on my face when I woke up. I was singing. I mean, it was like,
great.
It felt so good. And I've always had an issue with feeling like grounded and balanced. And that has improved too. And yes, the food, as it's like one day at a time for me, I feel good. I'm making really good choices. You know, one thing we got to also was I turned what was going on with my mom onto myself.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's
and
why
then,
you've been running away from yourself.
Right. And it's been this big circle. And then when different men or boyfriends I had, or even the husband, it was always somebody that wasn't there emotionally really, but they could take care of me in other ways. And that was a big pattern also.
And I want you all to know we did all this in a freaking half hour.
Yeah. And so, it also went into, you know, financial stuff. This is the first, the last 12 months have been the biggest year for me money-wise and taking care of myself. So it seeped in everywhere. Yeah, we got to it really super fast. And it seems like I felt it super fast, like lift. So
yeah,
it's incredible.
Yep, it can happen that quickly. Stephen just told me a great story of some of his spices. You know, he has these amazing all-natural spices. And he'd had this huge bag that he put together for advertising. He went, you know, I really wish somebody would just order this bag in an hour. Somebody ordered that bag after a year. So, you know, guys, all I can tell you is it works. Just do it. Just do it. Go to your love place. Man, if you didn't hear the Creating with All Energy webinar, go get it. Just go get it. And again, if anybody needs financial help with any of my products, you've got to participate somehow. But you ask for the help you need. And if you can pay the full price, I expect your consciousness to come forward and do that. Everybody wins. Lynn, thank you so much for allowing me to share all this, because it was a huge breakthrough for me.
Oh, thank you. Of course. I love you, Dee Dee, and I love this community.
I love you too, Lynn. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're going to Michelle in Los Angeles. Well, that was worth the whole show right there. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great. Come to the phone.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, you sound like you're in a tunnel.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. Hold on.
There, that's better. Just come closer. What's your question, baby?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. My question is that I feel like it's similar to almost what she is. Every morning I wake up and I just wake up depressed. And then, like, now I feel okay. Now I feel fine. I always feel like there's something holding me back in my bed or pulling me back to bed, like I'm fighting something.
No, Michelle, to get up. I need you to let go of all that stuff. There's nothing supernatural going on here.
Okay.
And depressed, they're saying, is the wrong word. Angry.
Okay.
Whoa, you should see my pendulum fly. What are you angry about? Who are you angry toward is the highest question. Who do you sleep next to?
I'm by myself. I guess I'm mad at myself, maybe.
Yeah, I get a big yes on that. That's the highest thing.
Yeah.
And that goes right along, you see. You're running away from yourself to get back to yourself, which is a no-win situation, right? What are you angry at yourself for, Michelle?
I'm angry that I just having so much trouble making money, and I've made money before, and I'm creative, and I don't know.
Take a breath and go into your heart, please, because you're all up in your mind and you're all like slumped all over the place.
Okay.
So, guys, I want everybody to hear this. Making money is your easiest challenge. Now, when I say you have a love place, Michelle, I get a no. Do you have a love place? Yeah, okay. So let's just start there, and forgive me if my Baptist preacher comes out. But if you're not doing the frickin' work, guys, don't expect to get the frickin' results.
Okay?
I'm being hard love here with you, Michelle.
So you
see, that's why you're angry at yourself, because you're not doing what you know you need to do to create what you want. So, guys, this is exactly what I'm talking about listening to the last webinar. And then do it. You find your love place. Your love place is any place that opens your heart and puts a smile on your face. Your doggy, your kitty, a beautiful place in nature. You got it, Michelle?
Got it, yeah.
Okay. So, you drop down into your heart and you feel that love place. Just play in there for a minute.
Okay.
Now, you're going to match the breathing exercise with that. While you stay in your love place, you take a big breath in to the count of three or four. As you exhale with a smile on your face, you say, I am money.
Okay.
You do that 10 minutes every day.
Okay.
Just start there. It's that easy.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to believe it. You will believe it if you do it, because you will start seeing the results.
Okay.
Again, guys. Okay. It's not your job to go, how the heck am I going to do this? And there's a quarantine and I'm not worried. Not your job. Your job is to live in the bliss of money or the bliss of health and wellness. And that's the mantra I'm using right now. And remember, this is a direction, a command to your energy. This is not just an affirmation. We are directing and commanding our energy to follow what we are describing to it as what we are through our I Am presence. You are teaching your brain that money feels like love and joy.
Okay.
And when we put out that signal, Michelle, the universe tunes in, finds that same frequency, and matches it back to us. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I want you to contact Lauren, whatever you can pay, you figure it out with her. But guys, you want to open your brains and your minds about how to do this. As far as I'm concerned, that's the webinar to do. Creating with all energy. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Do you understand what to start with and do right now, Michelle? That's all you have to do.
Yes.
Can
yes.
you commit to that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So then I want to talk to you in like a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, okay. And can I have asked one quick other question?
Yes.
I have these dogs, and when we go on a walk, they're great in the house. They're so sweet, and they're good on the walk as long as we don't see another dog. But if we
oh,
see another
boy,
dog,
you're describing my life. Let's find out.
They go crazy, and
yeah,
one of them
give me a song.
Me,
give me a song.
The Sunny Side of the Street.
Okay, so are these rescue dogs?
They're both rescues. One I just have only had for 2 months, and that one actually bit me and punctured, and I've got a little scar. And the other one doesn't bite me, but he just goes crazy. And you meet them in the house, and they're so sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
I have a dog. You're talking about freedom. You're describing freedom here. Basically, they go into protection mode, and that's what it's about. Somewhere in their childhood, like Lynn, they learned that they had to be, I'm kidding, Lynn, not aggressive. This doesn't apply to you. But they learned that they had to be aggressive in order to stay safe and protect themselves and the people they love. So this is what I do. Michelle, if there's another dog, you walk to the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's better ways of doing this. The channel's yelling at me, but this is what works for me right now. And and you know how a mother animal picks their baby up by the scruff of the neck?
Yes.
Okay. You grab the scruff of their neck and you turn them around away from the other dog.
Okay.
You also, whenever another dog comes up, you want to hold the leash very, very close to you because then they feel protected. More.
Okay.
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 And the channel is saying we both need to get a good dog trainer over here. All right. So, but that's you know, they move out of the sunny side of the street when they see another dog. So whatever we can do to keep them safe and secure, right, then that will help. One of them also is following the lead of the other and learning from the other. So figure out which one's the alpha dog and work on them. Okay?
And work on the alpha. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to figure it out.
All right. Okay. You get busy on yourself and your dogs will help.
They'll follow.
They'll clean up some of their stuff, you bet. The other thing that happened when thank you, Michelle. That when Lynn and I worked together is it was fascinating to me that they're finding animals with the coronavirus now. And when Lynn and I did the work around that on her private, we got that they're actually helping absorb the virus for the people they love. That's one of the ways they serve. But I don't get that the virus, is the virus serious at all for animals? Well, I get a no right now, they're adding, right now. So again, it's up to us, guys. And remember that the cause of the virus is I feel like I don't have any control. So the more control you have over your life and your own creation, the stronger your immune system is. And remember, our statement is my immune system is strong and I am happy. All right. I feel like I was rambling there. Deka?
Oh, thank you so much. I just knew that I would get off of my butt if I heard your voice. You did that for me in acting class. One of my dogs passed away 2 weeks ago. It was a dog that I, you know, rescued from a backyard, you know, people that were irresponsible as a puppy. And I had him for 12 years. When I took him to the vet, I wasn't, because of the pandemic, I wasn't able to be with him when he was put down. And that night
well,
I came home.
Well, he wants you to know, DK, he wants you to know you were with him. Maybe your body wasn't, but your energy surrounded him with love. And you need to know that. The dog's coming through, literally, saying you need to know that. Okay, continue.
Okay. And will you ask Buddy if there really is a rainbow bridge and that he'll be there for me when I come
absolutely.
Over to see him?
Absolutely. You just hold that intention and call him. They'll all be there.
Okay. All right. Well, that night when I came home, I cried a lot, as did my husband, John, you know, also. And I went into a deep depression. And a lot of doubt surfaced, which I can kick off. I mean, I can kick that off pretty quickly. But I have noticed lately that my focus and my discipline, which only wants to be on acting and reading books, is just off.
Yeah.
And I think it has something to do with generic connections to my mother, because I've noticed that sometimes I will walk around and I understand that I've got her body position, her attitude, some of those beliefs, but they don't feel like they're in me. They're floating around me. So perhaps that's progress.
Well, and Deka, yeah, they're not in you physically. They are in you energetically, as with all of us. But why we're all feeling those things more than usual right now is because their energy is part of the collective consciousness, because everything's energy and energy is interconnected. Right now, the mass consciousness is in fear and denial and not knowing. So that's why you have to be even more vigilant around doing this work and staying conscious and holding your focus. I'm going to start talking about the red dot exercise again, because that's another thing the universe keeps communicating to me, is about focus. You have to be able to hold your focus on something for about 8 seconds, guys, for it to go into your long-term memory bank. So those of you who are new to the red dot, that's all it is. It's a red dot. You can make it anything, but we made it a red dot. And you practice going into your love place feeling love and sending that love to the red dot and see if you can hold it for 8 seconds. Because we want to get into the practice of loving for the sake of loving. So they, you know, basically the channel said, when you can love a red dot, you can love anything. And it's the love that creates. We know that love is the most powerful form on earth. Creates everything, heals everything. So, you know, Dika, around whatever you want, I would hold it in the state of love. There's a little bit of you trying to make it happen. And we talked a lot about that in the webinar also. Trying to force stuff to come about is not going to create it for you. That's why everybody needs to go to their love place first, feel the love, and then just state, I am an actor. That's all you have to do. But
and that's like going to the our love place when we say, I am money.
Yes.
I am money, and then another 10 minutes with, I am an actress.
If that rocks your boat, yeah. But you're not doing it to make those things happen. You're doing it simply to take yourself into the bliss of it. And that's where a lot of people get caught up, because power versus force, that's what Gandhi was all about. Gandhi sat there in power. You know, a lot of our leaders today are trying to lead through force, and we can feel the difference in the creation. All righty, you got it?
All righty, thank you, Dee. Thank you, that was wonderful.
Good to hear from you, sweetheart. Ulrike in British Columbia, you be on.
Wow, thank you. Hello, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling. You know, I called before. I got a studio, and I'm a textile artist, 2 years ago. And you told me, what are you asking for here? You got it. You got it for a reason. And to keep going. And now, this is the virus thing and everything. I'm wondering if it is really good thing to renew the lease for the next year, or to move on and make other. Yeah, look for other possibilities. Or to kind of, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm wondering about the landlords.
Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? This is the highest answer. Okay, this is the highest answer I'm getting, Ulrike, but like I tell all of you, you mm-hmm. are your highest answer.
Yeah.
So you need to get quiet and go within and just say, I know. What do I know?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing is the highest choice would be to allow the space to go, but not your work. The challenge is they want you, like all of us, you see, and this is, she's a perfect metaphor, keep painting, keep doing your artwork so that it is all ready to go, and you have a plethora of creative product to roll out when all this rolls over.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
I have another 2 months. Thank you. Yeah, I'm kind of in resistance. I know that.
In resistance to what? Resistance is just I'm in fear that I don't know, guys.
Yeah, resistance to let it go and
well,
also,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, is it a true statement that you're your own creator?
Yes.
Okay, is it a true statement that you can always get another place and open up another place?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Is it a true statement that you could, that you do have the ability to talk to your landlords and see if they're willing during the pandemic to take half the rent because they're probably not going to get anybody else in there?
I did, and that's where it has been actually from the very beginning. They gave me at the beginning a super good rent. I mean, they also lied to me, and that was in a conversation this week about what they asked other people before me. And well, I mean, I'm over it. I mean, I get over these kind of things pretty quick. It's there. It's not
my
business.
Yeah, but Ulrike, all of this goes back to your own trust in yourself and trusting that you are the creator of you. I actually worked with Gabrielle, my daughter, this week on this.
Yes.
You know, well, what if it doesn't work out? A lot of things in life don't work out. Ask Alexander Graham Bell. How many times did he fail? But he just got up and went, okay, well, that didn't work. How can I create something else?
Yeah,
you
I
see,
have done that myself.
Okay, so you know you're going to be fine. That's the that's the fear. But if we know that we are the creators of our own lives, guys, and we're always in choice about how to create and what reaction we want to choose, then there really isn't anything to be in fear of, is there?
No, I mean, I don't think I'm in fear.
Well, I'm getting that's you're in fear that you're not making the right decision. And you don't trust yourself
true.
To make the right decision. Well,
yeah.
That's why the channel is saying to you, just keep claiming, I know and I am clear. Because, you know, Ramtha says the biggest sin we do against energy is say, I don't know. Because your brain can't ever help you know if you keep saying you don't. All right, baby, you can do this. Good luck. Let me know.
Yeah.
See, guys, we've just got to know. We've got to know that we know. Phyllis, you're on. What's up?
Oh, hey. Yeah, hey, Dee. I felt urged to bring in a testimonial. But it's all around this whole concept of feeling good, which of course is tied to self-love, doing what feels good.
Yep.
So I was, I was driving around Santa Fe, and it's, you know, beautiful. There's no people around. It's just great. And it was because it felt good. And then I thought, oh, I need to pee. It's like, so I went to this bakery. I was like, no, we can't let you in the toilet. We're really sorry. Anyway, to get to the point, I thought, okay, I'll just sort of drive up Canyon Road, and then the mountains up there, and there's bushes, you know, no problem. I have all the, you know, hiking stuff in my car to pee. But I was starting up Canyon Road, and then I saw Delgado Street. I'm like, oh, I love Delgado Street. I'm going to turn down Delgado Street. And there was a little part of me that was just like, why are you doing that? That's a waste of time. But I was like, I feel like I've reached a point where I just don't, that voice is so small now.
Yeah.
I was like, no, turn it down. So I go down Delgado Street, and I see this rental up. I said, oh, cool, I want to see what that is. Maybe I'll move up for the summer, you know, because rents are lower. And I looked across the other side of the street, and it's a very expensive neighborhood. Oh, golly bee, there's a porta potty. I looked. Somebody must be remodeling. So I was like, oh. And that's when I realized, oh, I'm in the zone.
Yeah,
but it gets better. I have to tell you this, because when I moved to Santa Fe like the second time, that's when I discovered you. And I was living in this big kind of compound white building, had a whole Spanish history to it. And that's where, you know, I first started listening to you. So I always drive by that building because it has a special place in my heart. And it's only there very briefly. And then I was like, Oh, yeah, and then I'd ask the guys, construction workers before, what are you doing? Because they're having trouble selling the building or doing anything with the building. And he goes, oh, it's going to be a museum now. I was like, oh, another museum, okay. So I was wondering what kind of museum. I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll leave. But anyway, I'd get to the next point is I drove up. There was this, you know, Craigslist rental that I didn't even email. But I just thought, you know, I don't want to go just drive around that neighborhood. But I'm thinking, you know I don't like that neighborhood. That neighborhood doesn't feel good. It's not really. But my channel was very clear, go up to that neighborhood. Okay, so maybe I'm just going to confirm what I don't like. I don't know. So I went up the neighborhood. I'm driving around. It's little roads and dirt roads and grungy little. Anyway, so I go around the block and I'm driving up. And then I see this huge expanse of green lawn, this huge white, what's it called? Wrought iron fence around it. This
yeah.
huge white house thing. And it looks like even the shutters are white. It's just like, what the heck is that? So I was like, I don't know, whatever. So I drive around and I'm about to leave and I see a sign on the other side of the building. So I'm going to go see what that sign says. So I drive right and, it was, and guess what it says? It says, St. Germain, the I Am Sanctuary.
Oh, get out!
And I'm like, how the hell did I not know this was here? I've lived in this What does this mean?
Wow.
But it gets better. It gets better.
Well, hurry up, woman.
Okay, but I drove right by my white building. I was like, you know, I'm going to look this up. What are they doing here? I'm going to go home. So I go home, and I'm driving home. And I'm running. Wait a second. There was this huge separate building in the compound. There's this loft that where a clothing designer had set up a shop. And I was like, I have researched the building. And I was like, no way, no way. And I realized those I Am people were in that building, too.
Oh,
in the past.
God, Phyllis.
So I'm just like, and that's kind of, it was just like, you know, it was just, you know, things were just.
It
so,
was a perfect little trek down Delgado Street, wasn't it?
Well, I realized, too, that what I got from it is like, oh, I've come full circle. Because that's 9 years have passed, 9 years. I was like,
and
oh,
you're
I'm
finally
complete.
Listening. You're finally listening to you and your guidance. And it's, you know, that's what's called being in the flow, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
And it just goes on and on.
Well, and we're
going
to allow it to continue to go on and on, right?
Yeah.
I went through hell with Chase Bank this week trying to set up an account just to wire money into. And there's all these new, you know, rules and regulations. First of all, half the branches are closed, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I was there 3 hours. The next day, the guy calls me and says, well, if we're going to do this, you have to do this with Chase, you have to do that with. And I went, you know, I'm going to call my CPA. And I called him and he said, Dee, I've got a contact at Wells Fargo. Let me call them. Do you know, he called me back. We got on the phone with him. It was done in a half an hour over the phone. Because during the whole time, as I could feel me getting frustrated, I made myself go to my love place and go, all my angels are coming forward for me, physical and non-physical. This is all easy. This has worked out to the best for everyone. And then it was. But where we want to go is, well, why isn't it? And why isn't Chase helping me? And why am I here for 3 hours? And I'm telling you, I had to be vigilant with myself not to let me go there. So, yippee for us. This is what it looks like when you live in the consciousness of the work, guys. This
and it's
is
really,
exactly.
And you're right.
Yeah.
It's really feeling good. And I wasn't even consciously thinking, oh, I'm going to conscious create. I'm going to get in my love place. I'm going to go in a flow.
Oh,
just,
no,
it was
no.
Happening.
Yeah.
It was happening.
No. Yeah.
It was just happening. And even
that's
this morning, I woke up and there was an article in the New York Times. I was like, oh, who wrote this? It's about New Mexico. It's like, oh, there's a New York Times journalist in Albuquerque. Oh, okay. Because I had been trying to figure out who to contact about a story. And anyway, so I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's like putting out the question and going, letting
follow
go.
Follow the
breadcrumbs. I was on the internet trying to, yeah.
That's great, Phyllis. That was worth sitting here and listening to how all that connected. That was just beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Wow. I got to tell you, I love these messages. Carla, what's up?
Hey, I had a hysterectomy about 10 years ago, and I've gained a little weight with everything going on, and I am having like this terrible pain, like where the stitches had been in the uterus. So I'm like trying to find a mantra. I went into your book, the body book, and I came up with this mantra. It is safe for me to be valued as I manifest my dreams in love and joy and perfect health and financial and all other security. How does that ring with you?
Okay. It rings fine with me. The channel is saying, see, this is how we make it too hard. Because if you're just joyously creating your life, doesn't that mean you're making the money you want? You're healthy, you're happy, you live in the state of health and wellness?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm working too hard to be there. Is
yeah.
that what you
yeah.
mean?
You just want to
okay.
go to your love place and go, I am health and wellness. You know, when Freedom and I go on our walk, and the birds, you guys, are just singing up a storm these days. And I do some of my breathing while I'm walking. And I go, I am health and wellness and money. And it sounds just like these beautiful birdies singing, you know, and it looks like that blue sky. And you're just, you find yourself just in the state of grace and gratitude. And
okay.
everything that you want can find you then, because the universe
okay.
will match up that signal to you.
Okay.
Now, they're also saying you went, they would like to take you to someplace else. In the body book,
okay.
0 through 100, 100 through 2, 2 to 3, 50, 267. Hold on. I keep telling him not to do this on the show, but they keep doing it anyway. Anything here, here. Okay. Selfish withholding. They have difficulty being able, hold on, they have difficulty being able to give, to contribute, and or to serve themselves.
Themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do not withhold love from yourself, darling. Back to the gratitude of self-love. Everything goes back to love. How much we love ourselves is how much we're willing to give ourselves, just like our beloved other. How much we love money. How much we love health and wellness. But you don't experience it that way if you're trying to fix something.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
they also want to tell you there's nothing to be concerned about.
Thank you. And
they would like you to just check in with a doctor, even if it's over the internet. Can you go to WebMD or just your doctor?
I have it, that as part of my insurance. They sent me a thing that I could do that. And what
yeah.
should I ask? What
just
would be
tell
the question?
Them, just tell them the, yeah, because what you need right now is you need that mentally even more than physically, they're saying. You just need to hear from a professional that everything's okay.
All right.
Okay, so please follow up on that. Because
thank you.
And continue your work on loving and giving to yourself. Nurturing yourself are the highest words.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Maria, I was going up to you, but now you're gone. I don't know where you went. Kirk, what's up, babe?
Hey, I raised my hand and I said if you call on me, then I'm going to share something I had last time we spoke, but we didn't have time for it.
Okay.
I was going through a lot of fear around finances, and although I kept thinking about the story you told, probably told many times, but when you started an acting class because you needed the money versus doing it out of love.
Yeah.
And I knew that I filled out some forms for getting some financial relief. And so I had to tell the story that I was holding about limited finances and how things were bad. And when I was done with that, I said, I really don't like telling that story. If I keep saying I'm out of money, it's the wrong vibration. And when
okay,
I shifted,
let me interject something here for everybody. It's a teaching moment, Kirk, that in situations like this, to explain just factually what's going on financially is drastically different than I continue to tell my story and use it as a reason I can't move forward. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
So I had at least mostly on the surface done that, and I knew I needed to shift it inside, and I went back to some morning writing, and I said, this is what I want, and this is how it's going to happen, and I stayed in my state of joy. I was working on some murals for a volunteer group. We do murals and ceiling tiles for hospitals. We're doing masks, and all this stuff that felt so good, and it's too much to consolidate the entire story. So I'll just say that one of the least likely people on the planet stepped forward, and relations with some of their family that are no longer with us on this plane kind of interceded. And it was a moment where love triumphed, and I became, here's this, maybe something I'm holding on to, but for the time being, I'm financially okay. Not as abundant
okay.
as...
Okay.
I'm with you.
This is
yep.
where you work against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These wonderful friends of yours that are so abundant, you don't judge them for all their abundance, do you?
No.
Okay.
But when I test it,
you judge yourself. If you have what you consider too much, and what too much is for you is more than I need. Well, if you're happy living in that place, honey, then just keep living in what I need. That doesn't make me happy. I want to always have more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of great, joyful things with a lot of that more than enough money. But I had to really work through as an artist the right to, my God, I love to act. Why should I make a lot of money doing it? I love to do it so much. That's another limiting place we take ourselves. Like, why the hell, and I've written a whole e-blast about this, why the hell is it okay, and we've made it okay, to pay a football player $11 million and a teacher who has the future of our world in their hands, we pay them $60,000 a year. What? Because we have some elusive thing that their servants and public servants shouldn't make more than enough money? We've got to get over that with ourselves, guys. You should be a major force in the art world right now, Kirk. And you are, but you don't know it. And you can't know it until you allow more to come to you. And by the way, the virus doesn't have anything to do with the availability of what can come to you.
This is true.
Okay, so that's what you have to get into alignment. Start connecting love with more than enough. So your statement in the breathing exercise would be, I am always more than enough. More than enough you, more than enough artist, more than enough money, more than enough health. I am always, in every subject of my life, I am always more than enough. And if you want to add money to it, start out with money. They're actually encouraging you to do that. Okay?
You got it, baby.
All right. I want to see some results, Kirk. Oh, that was a great lesson. But there's one thing. Doggone, and we're over. Hold on. We're going to a core belief for everybody here. This page. Yeah. When I am loved, I'm depressed. Okay, bye-bye to that frickin' limiting belief, guys. When I'm loved, I am joyful. I am filled with joy. I am filled with the Spirit. I am filled with divine love. I am filled with empowerment. When I love myself and I'm loved by others, I always have more than enough. I'm awesome. That's our command to our energy and all energy right now, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. And so it is. Say it with me, guys. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.